Former Twitter safety exec Yoel Roth-Tuok. Regrettably, lips of TikTok still on platform. By Sean Moran on February 8, 2023. Former Twitter safety executive Yoel Roth said during a hearing on Wednesday that regrettably the viral Twitter account Libs of TikTok is still on the platform. Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, DNY, brought up Libs of TikTok, claiming that the social media account was spreading false information about the Boston Children's Hospital. Ocasio-Cortez asked Roth, the former global head of trust and safety for the platform, if Libs of TikTok was still on Twitter. Roth replied, regrettably, yes it is. Ocasio-Cortez said that the account inspired a bomb threat against the hospital and incitement of violence against the trans community. A Twitter Files investigation found that Libs of TikTok was one of the many conservative accounts targeted by Vijay Agade and Yoel Roter, who had placed the account on a trans blacklist. As Breitbart News' Spencer Lindquist reported, one psychologist admitted that children as young as 14 years old start pursuing surgeries at the Boston Children's Hospital's gender clinic. These surgeries include mastectomies or breast implants. Youths are also, as early as like 14 or 15, are pursuing surgeries at this point. Top surgery or chest surgery is the most common at that age. Carrie McGregor, a psychologist at the hospital, said. Lindquist continued. McGregor also went on to note that the hospital has a Gen Z clinic, which is their young child clinic. She goes on to note, I think we've seen kids down to 2 or 3, but most of the kids that we see are 5, 6, or 7 when they first come into this clinic. Usually at that age, they're presenting in a more binary fashion, McGregor added. The psychologist explained that boys who are called transgender frequently have classically feminine interests and dress in a feminine way. The presentation was titled Gender Diversity and Affirmation for Children and Adolescents and was given through the Fenway Institute, which promotes transgenderism through the National LGBTQIA+ Health Center. Lindquist also reported that Dr. Jeremy Carswell, the director of the Boston Children's Hospital's Gender Multispecialty Service, said that puberty blockers are given to children like candy. Sean Moran is a policy reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at SeanMoran3.